Audio presents A Wild Swan by Michael Cunningham. Read for you by Billy Huff and Lily Taylor. Disenchant. Most of us are safe. If you're not a delirious dream the gods are having, if your beauty doesn't trouble the constellations, nobody's going to cast a spell on you. No one wants to transform you into a beast or put you to sleep for 100 years. The wraith disguised as a pixie isn't thinking of offering you 3 wishes, with doom hidden in them like a razor in a cake. The middling maidens, the ones best seen by candlelight, corseted and rouged, have nothing to worry about. The pudgy, pockmarked heirs apparent, who torment their underlings and need to win at every game, are immune to curse and hex. B-list virgins do not excite the forces of ruination. Callow swains don't infuriate demons and sprites. Most of us can be counted on to manage our own undoings. Vengeful entities seek only to devastate the rarest, the ones who have somehow been granted not only bower and trumpet, but comeliness that startles the birds in the trees, coupled with grace, generosity, and charm so effortless as to seem like ordinary human qualities. Who wouldn't want to fuck these people up? Which of us does not understand, in our own less presentable depths, the demons and wizards compelled to persecute human mutations clearly meant by deities thinking only of their own...